Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo, and welcome to your voice in the review of Chelsea 2, Newcastle 1. A hell-raising 7 minutes to turn into 8 of extra time, right at death, with some question positions for the referee, but Chelsea held on to gain all 3 points and gain a massive result for this young team. Cole Palmer turned up, as we expected him to, assisting and scoring, getting Nicholas Jackson another goal to make it 9 goal contributions in 9 games for the Senegalese international. On top of that as well, Reece James started the game at left back with an interesting choice by Zabreska, an experiment that many considered could have worked, and it seemed to do the job. But as the players go around the stadium, Chelsea have picked up a great amount of points under Enzo Maresca and continue to press on for the entirety of this season, hopefully. And guess what? Chelsea did all right. Anyway, as Bruce the colour is going to Stamford Bridge, and I need to collect my thoughts even more, I hand you over to the boys for their thoughts on the game.
Hang on. Before I hand you over to the boys, I should talk you through what we're doing with the new voice note review format. That's right, we're making it sexy, we're making it glorious. And as you can tell, my voice is far more dulcet and far more enjoyable and less babe stationy than it is in a voice note review usually. That's because I am back in the office giving this a cheeky little edit and giving it the once over. That's because, as well as hearing from me, Dan and Tom with the stats, you're also going to hear from Enzo Maresca. That's right, we're going to pepper in a few of his little voice note bits, because that's what we're going to call it, rather than call it the press conference, because, you know, that's boring, and, you know, we want to be different and we want to be cool, and, you know, we're down with the kids, guys. But we're going to pepper in Enzo Maresca with important quotes from what he spoke about in his press conference. And now, before you hear from Dan, as you heard from what I was saying in the voice note review, Reece James was playing on the left hand side today, so let's hear from Enzo and what he thinks about that.
No, I think works top in terms of we try to do something. We move Reece in the left side, and we also move for the first time of the season Cole in the left pocket. That was his first game. And the reason was to try to attack in that side, and also for more reason to have Malo in the right pocket. And I think at the end works very well.
So a little lowdown there for you guys on the reason as to why Reece James was playing on the left-hand side. But enough talk about Reece James and enough of your actual review. That's because Dan and Tom are still to come. And Dan today wanted to talk a little bit about winning ugly.
Doing this review under the Osgood statue of all places. Really dramatic game, but Chelsea winning ugly in a way that, I don't know, I feel like Chelsea wouldn't have won that game last season. They wouldn't have won it in recent years. It was a tight game. I think last week was a game of fine margins that went against Chelsea. I think today, fine margins that went for Chelsea. Dodgy refereeing, a team who are stodgy, are aggressive, will try the dark arts. But I think, you know, Chelsea were able to get through it, to find a way. And obviously Palmer again with a bit of magic, and I thought the first goal was orchestrated brilliantly. And I think for Maresca, a huge 3 points. It felt like that inside the ground because of the tense nature of the game, especially as it drawed into added time and VAR overturns and offsides, and, you know, the fear that we were going to let 3 points slip late on. But I really hope this is another turn of a good run of momentum, because we really needed that 3 points and we got it.
So in his voice note review there, Dan mentions about winning ugly, but he also mentions an amazing player by the name of Cole Palmer. Now, every single Chelsea fan and world football has now woken up to the amazing player that Chelsea has on their hands. And in a post-match interview, Cole Palmer was compared to a Chelsea legend.
Cole's just been talking on TV about comparisons to Gianfranco Zola, and he actually said, I know he's an icon on FIFA, so he must have been good. Does that kind of remind us how young this guy is and what he's doing?
This is exactly what I was telling to you, that I don't think Cole knows Gianfranco. To be honest, they are quite similar in terms of quality, in terms of see things that the rest they don't see. You know, I'm from Italy, so I know Gianfranco quite well.
I mean, that's very flattering to Cole, or is it getting more flattering to Gianfranco to be compared with each other?
No, but I don't think that we can compare both. The only thing I can say that both they are, you know, Gianfranco was, and Cole is still quality player.
It's the best thing about Cole, the fact that pressure doesn't seem to begin to, because he spoke on TV about people saying he's unstoppable as well.
No, I said many times, for me the best thing from Cole is that he never changed. I had him 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't remember. And this exactly in the same way. And at the end, the reason why people come to the stadium is to see a player like him. So they pay to see that kind of a player. And we are happy to have him.
I tell you what, Gianfranco Zola. Not a bad comparison. I'm just turning around, looking at the shirts I have on the wall in my office. And obviously, Gianfranco Zola is a centrepiece of mine. But one day, could that be Cole Palmer? Obviously, let us know on all our social media platforms. Can Cole Palmer reach the levels of Gianfranco Zola? Or could he potentially do better? Like I said, social media platforms and all good places you get your podcasts. Let us know, because me and Dan are definitely going to be talking about that in the next preview. But aside from that, there were other players on the pitch. We've had Reece James, we've had Cole Palmer, but maybe a bit of an unsung hero was Pedro Neto. Tom's here with the stats.
Well, Chelsea find a way to win. That's what matters. That's why we're all happy. But really what you want from me is stats, and I'm going to give you stats. I'm going to give you stats specifically about one person. Now, that person is Pedro Neto. I thought he had a really good game today down the right. Obviously, came on at half-time for Sancho last week. The exact opposite happened a few weeks ago against Bournemouth, and it was in that game that Sancho then held the jersey for a few weeks. Well, this time, it maybe will be the other way around. Neto now might keep it for a few weeks today. Excellent performance. Lovely assist from, obviously, wonderful pass from Palmer into Jackson for the first goal. He had a really good effort saved by Pope in the first half, then hits the post in the second with a header. Really unlucky probably not to get more than just one assist today, Pedro Neto. An energetic performance. He had 93% pass completions, 28 from 30. He had 53 touches as well. So everything you really want from him, he did today, apart from perhaps putting the ball in the back of the net, which, as I say, he got a little bit unlucky with. Pedro Neto today, outstanding. Obviously, you know, your usual suspects like Cole Palmer were at their best as well. But Chelsea today find a way to do it. And that is largely thanks to Pedro Neto.
Cazadel numbers, as Dan would call that. So if you like Pedro Neto and you like numbers, Tom was definitely the man for your review this week. But before we go, there's definitely one other player we need to talk about. And unfortunately, this one maybe isn't painted in such glory. Now, some could say that Robert Sanchez was potentially at fault for Chelsea conceding the goal today. And there's been a lot of speculation and a lot of chatter within the stands and obviously online as well about Robert Sanchez and the future of his Chelsea career. Now, obviously, in the press conference, this was asked. And this is what Enzo Maresca has to say about Robert Sanchez.
The goalkeeper, your goalkeeper today, there were some kind of weird moments. Some of his distribution with the ball was kind of not perhaps going where he was quite hoping it would go.
Yeah, but he also did so many good. And at the end, it's football. And I'm the guy to ask Robbie to do that. And Robbie is going to do that. In the moment that he stopped to do that, he's not going to play. So, and if he mistake, it's not Robbie's problem. It's my problem. It's my mistake because I asked that to the Robbie. So I'm very happy with the Robbie in the way he's playing. Building from the back, all the goal kicks that we have, and he passed the ball to Pedro and then Noni, that kind of ball that give us many times chance to attack. So, but sometimes you make mistake, but it's not going to change the way we are going to play.
Enzo Maresca continues to be a staunch defender of his number one goalkeeper. But guys, like we said, let us know all your thoughts on all our social media platforms and all good places you get your podcasts. But this has been the Chelsea Echo Voice Note Review in a new sexy style. Let us know your thoughts about all of that. And obviously, if you have enjoyed it, give it a 5-star review. It really helps us try and climb those podcast charts and make sure that we get out there as the number one Chelsea podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed making it for you. And we'll see you for the next one. Ta-da!